And welcome into the Monday edition, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you on this Monday morning. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. Joe Rex Road, good morning. How are you?
Doing okay. How are you?
I am physically sick from the football that took place yesterday, but we'll get into that a little bit later in the show.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Tough weekend.
Tough weekend.
Tough weekend.
Ian Safar, how we doing? What's going on?
Good morning. Happy Monday, everybody. Good, solid non-sports weekend. Went to Zoolumination.
Nice.
I mentioned to Joe, we went on Saturday night, so that was good before it turned into Winnipeg out there, apparently.
Yep.
Didn't do much yesterday. Watched some sports, watched some football, but it was not a good sports weekend. Did okay in fantasy, not good in the picks, not good for the Titans, not good for the Preds. But overall, happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Got a lot going on this week. Got a lot going on in the program today. Corey Curtis from News 2 will be with us at 8 o'clock. We'll get his breakdown of the Titans and the San Francisco 49ers yesterday. And Joe, that's where we begin. The Titans still looking for that second win in a row that they've not had since 2022. And we knew it was going to be tough heading on the road against a very good team in the San Francisco 49ers. And it was tough, although Titans offense, you know, throughout the game had their moments in the game. The Titans defense really didn't have very many moments in the game. San Francisco wins 37-24, the final score yesterday. San Francisco improving to 10-4. Titans now 2-12 on the season. Cam Ward, 18 of 29, 170 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions, a rating of 101.2 yesterday. And the Titans ran for 136 yards as a team on 20 carries. Another good day from Pollard, 14 carries, 104 yards, 7.4 per carry yesterday for him. By the way, Spears had three carries for 34 yards, 11.3 per carry for him. So good stuff when they did run the ball yesterday. Joe, your thoughts on what you saw from the Tennessee Titans yesterday in the loss in San Francisco?
Yeah, you know, at this point, really the bigger meaning to me is just that they screwed me over in Pigskin Pick'em. I mean, that's really what I'm mad about. You know,
it's true.
That's really how this game impacts me with the late field goal. I mean, I had the Titans covering. I didn't think they'd win. The Niners, you know, somebody makes a tackle. I don't know who made that tackle. Somebody makes a tackle where you just let them get a yard and then they kneel on the ball and then the Titans lose by 10, but instead they lost by 13. It's about what I thought would happen. It's about, like you said, they ran the ball, so they're finding that. And again, it's too late, of course. It is something I thought might work. It's good for Tony Pollard to have this burst of energy and production in December, you know, in a season like this.
Yeah.
I guess you could, I mean, I think I said this last week, like sometimes you get in December and there are some teams out there that are a little less excited about tackling running backs, right? Now, the Niners are, of course, fighting for their playoff lives. They're probably going to get in, so they've got a lot to play for. But, I thought the Titans, you know, offensively – got some things done, had some chances to do more than they did. Cam Ward made some good plays. He also missed some plays, again, that you just can't miss.
Yep.
And the defense was it really just overmatched for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, the defense, this was a pretty good reminder of, you know, while I think Denard Wilson at times this year has done a really good job of making some lemonade out of some lemons out there. It's, you know, yesterday, you looked around and it was like, well, there's George Kittle catching another pass, and there's Ricky Pearsall running wide open down the field, and there's Christian McCaffrey making a play. You know, Brock Purdy looked great yesterday. He was 23 of 30, 295 yards, three touchdowns, a rating of 140.3. And, you know, when you read those numbers and you look at the way he played, it's like, yep, that checks out. It was not much going on for the Titans defense yesterday. They did create the one fumble where they got to Purdy as he was trying to throw and the ball came out before. And, you know, you never know where those calls are going to go. And I heard him talking about it on the broadcast there. And we've seen if you've watched the Titans for any length of time over the last few years, you've seen those calls go a thousand different ways. But Titans were on the right side of that call. They did create the one turnover, but that was about it on the defensive side of the ball yesterday. And, you know, like you said, Cam Ward made some plays in the game. We're going to get into a part of his game here in just a minute that I'm starting to really, really like out there. But, you know, there's a wide open play to Van Jefferson that he just misses that you cannot miss in the NFL. So,
it's a gimme.
Yeah, it's a gimme. And you got to be able to start to make those throws. And, you know, you're not going to make all of them all the time, but you can't be missing some of them every week, right? That I think that's kind of the general point here. He's not going to make every throw, hit every wide open receiver from now to the rest of his career, but you can't be missing them every single week. And right now, that's what he's doing.
Right. And then maybe the best play he made yesterday was again one of those extend the play, wind around, and he finds Shim DK for like I don't know how you drop that pass. I don't know.
You
know, stuff like that happened to him too. But yeah, quarterbacks miss throws every week, I would say, right? But it just seems like some of his are like, oh man, I mean, like big moments that, again, some of them are like just, they should be easy, you know? And it just seems like it's just, again, the being sped up and just not getting the feet right or whatever it is, some kind of mechanical issue where that's happening to him. So, that's definitely a big part of the growth for him needed moving forward.
Yep, and, you know, Gunnar Helm, big play down the field yesterday. That's good to see. You know, 34 yards down the field. And, again, I mean, it feels like every time they target him, he catches it. I mean, for the most part, that's what it's been all year long. He's 4 catches on 4 targets yesterday. And I know it's more complicated than, well, just keep throwing him the ball then. Like, I understand that. But I do think we can say about him at this point that when you target Gunnar Helm, the odds are that he's going to come down with the football. And that's been good to see this year. And, like, you know, yesterday it's 1st and 20, and he somehow gets wide open there on the sideline. And good job by Ward of finding him, seeing him, and hitting him. I don't really know what happened with San Francisco's defense there that left them all alone on a 1st and 20. But those are the plays you got to take advantage of as an offense.
Right, and that's a big-time throw. I mean, that was, again, wide open, but still, like, kind of spraying it going the other way, that was like, whoa, a little sidearm action there. And, you know, gets it right to him. Yeah, Gunnar Helm, 4 targets, caught him, got 4 targets, 4 receptions, 49 yards. You know, then you look at Van Jefferson with the 5 targets and the 1 catch.
Yeah.
It was for 43 yards. But yeah, Gunnar Helm is definitely, I don't think there's any question. Helm, and again, like all 3 rookies to different levels, we'll see varying degrees of like what they might end up turning out to be. But I think they're all part of the future. And that's one thing that I think we could say now at this point. You know, I mean, we probably could say it earlier, but no, that's a nice building blocks of young guys. You still, I think, need more difference makers, but yeah, I think that Helm in a better offense that just functions better and has more opportunities could really be a productive guy in this league.
Jeff Simmons with another sack yesterday and also a touchdown catch, so that all pro push, Joe, is still coming through for Jeff Simmons out there. Good for him, you know, on the
scramble
touchdown
drill.
Yeah, he just, you
scramble
know
scramble drill Jeff
quarterback
Simmons.
Quarterback spying some time. I'm just going to take off over here. They left him all alone. Got the 2 feet in bounds. That was good stuff from Jeffrey Simmons yesterday.
It was, man. He looked pretty good running out there. I mean, I think about here and there, maybe, you know, giving the guy a carry, you know, giving him a few. Why not, man?
God, that'd be awesome.
You know?
Has he ever actually gotten a carry? I know he's been, you know,
he's been in the backfield.
Have they ever actually handed the ball to him?
I don't think so.
Well, we may need to try something here.
I mean, seriously, especially now. Like the slim down Simmons, the way he's running.
I know.
I mean, who's
going to tackle that?
Who wants to tackle that? I mean, my gosh, if Refrigerator Perry and his 380-pound ass can get a carry, then why can't Jeff Simmons?
I agree. McCoy, draw it up, man. Let's get in there.
Seriously, like there's, We're trying to, you know, find things that might be interesting about this team here in the end of the season. Let's have more Jeff Simmons on offense.
So let me ask you this. We walked away from the Cleveland game, and I think some people who, you know, maybe in the Titans fan base who said, you know what, Jim Schwartz, that wouldn't be a bad idea to get this head coach. Or Kevin Stefanski, if he shakes free, that wouldn't be a bad idea to be head coach of the Tennessee Titans. I think in the aftermath of that game last week, we talked about, I don't know. And Jim Schwartz just got shelled by the Titans on offense. That's not very good. And Kevin Stefanski had a couple of just boneheaded decisions out there. So is Robert Saleh still alive in your head coaching search if you're the Tennessee Titans after the game yesterday?
For me, they're
all. We got to turn your mic up.
Oh, yeah. Dang it. Sorry. Yeah, for me, they're all still alive. Saleh, I don't know if this is going to be like top of his resume tape that the Titans scrounged together 306 total yards and got 24 points for the Titans is a big number for the Titans. I mean, my gosh, what is that, 55 points the last 2 weeks?
It's a lot of points.
Again, at least they're scoring some points. Yeah, I don't know if this would be like a 6.2 yards per play. That's a big number for the Titans too. They outgained they're actually better than the Niners. The Niners had 70 plays of the Titans 49 is one issue in this game. But I wouldn't say that this is disqualifying. I think he can still get an interview.
That's good. 615-737-1025, our phone number. 615-737-1025. There is one part of Cam Ward's game that I'm really starting to like, but I wonder how effective can it ultimately be for the Tennessee Titans. We'll get into that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025.
Just enjoying a little Mike Vrabel press conference snippets during the break there.
Yeah, he's been a little too happy this year. I guess deservedly so. Got a little salty yesterday.
Yeah, I recognize that tone. That post-disappointing loss tone.
That's familiar. Checks out.
Yeah.
Tyler on the text line says, two takeaways from the game. Can we take away late hits on quarterbacks going out of bounds? Purdy's pump fake going out of bounds is such a punk move. If he doesn't know he can't get hit and doesn't have the stones to make that play, get rid of it. Why can Jeff Simmons not learn you can't touch the long snapper on a field goal? Don't do dumb leap to hurt the team. That does seem to be a problem for old Jeff.
Yeah, great season for Jeff. He's a burgeoning receiver. He's great at the scramble drill. Like we said, we want him to get more carries.
Oh, yeah.
Get some carries.
No carries.
No carries ever.
So no carries. Time. He did have one other touchdown reception, 23, versus Jacksonville.
Okay. So he's great. Maybe take him off the damn field goal block team. How about that?
Maybe so. You know?
That hurt the team.
Like, is he that important? I mean, he's in the middle of the line. Just, like, have someone who won't commit that penalty in the middle of the line.
Seems to be a problem.
Yeah. It's really, like, the only, you know, every once in a while, obviously, you can get somebody in the middle of the line who can really get up and, like, block a kick. But for the most part, you know, you're blocking a kick off the edge, right, if you're going to block a kick. And like just
for the most part,
put somebody else in there.
Less like Colt Anderson is coaching the special teams unit on the other side, then you can probably just come straight up the middle.
Well, that's true. Then anyone can. Yeah.
It's like pick everybody. Any one of the 11. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Any one of you can.
How about
block
you
this?
All block it? So I don't know. It's like just, it's fine. Just, Jeff, you know what? Here you go. We'll give you a break on that one. Okay.
So, Cam Ward, there's one thing about his game that is becoming, I think, pretty clear. As the season has gone on here, he is really, really good at extending the play, buying a little bit more time, keeping his eyes down the field and making the throw. He did it a couple of times yesterday, not just on, you know, the play to Jeffrey Simmons. That was the extreme one where he extended it for a while. But the little stutter step hesitation move that he gives to get around a defender, and it kind of – you know, probably not the best day to bring this up because it does remind me of Mahomes a little bit, the way that he can kind of just kick around and roll out to the right. And everybody knows he's trying to get to his right, and Mahomes gets to his right all the time anyway and still keeps his eyes down the field, and nobody can stop it. You know, Ward, a couple times yesterday, I thought he was dead to rights back there, and he gave one little move, avoided the rusher, kick to the right, and seems to be relatively pretty accurate on the run throwing the ball when he's scrambling and or extending the play. I think that's a big strength of his game. I mean, you can't really plan for that. That's just natural playing football type things. So that part of it has been good to see. It is a little weird to me, Joe, that it seems like he's pretty darn accurate doing that. And then it's sometimes when he's got a clean pocket and he's got his feet set, he's as inaccurate as he is. Yeah. Those two things don't add up to me.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sure there's – I mean, I kind of get it. It's like you've done it so much that's just a natural thing for you, and you've just – and, you know, like it's something you've done your whole life, right? And so you've figured out how to have the mechanics all work together on plays like that, whereas obviously people have been trying to mess with his – feet and yep. all this, so it's more like it's probably just way more like learned behavior in some of this stuff where you're in the pocket, where it's like you can't do it like you used to do it, you know. And again, I mean I have no idea, like, the progression over years. I watched maybe like half of a game. He was at Washington State, then Miami. Everybody watched him last year. He was playing in the wing tee in high school, so, yep. you know. So, but I just think that's probably the explanation, and then the question is, can they get it to the point where it's second nature? Because those yep. plays are. They look totally natural for him, and I agree. It's uncanny how well he throws
really
it sometimes.
It's really good. Yeah. Like, it's – and again, there's a limitation to that, because ultimately yeah. if he can't sit there in the pocket and consistently deliver the ball accurately, then it's just not going to work out.
Right.
And, no. you know, and I'm not willing to say that he can't do that yet, by the way. Like, I'm not just going to sit here and be like, well – he's screwed because he keeps missing all these throws. We'll see. And we've talked about the footwork with him and the offseason, and it's going to take an offseason's worth of work, at least, for that to continue to improve. So, you know, we'll see what happens on that front. But, I mean, those plays that he makes, and this is not just yesterday, it's throughout the course of the season. I mean, go back and look at the first touchdown pass he threw. That was probably an extreme example of it, too. But he's done it time and time again throughout the course of the year, where he's extending the play, where the play breaks down, he's able to elude the rush. And again, he's not the fastest guy, but he's a little shifty back there. I think he's a little bit more shifty than people think he is back there. And he breaks free, keeps his eye down the field, and is able to deliver an accurate ball on the move. That's a really good trait to have. Now, can you get the other stuff to go along with it? But if you're out there, if you're looking for signs and you're looking for reasons to be encouraged by him, to me, I think, you know, at this point in the season, we're 14 games in, he's done that enough for me to realize that I think he's pretty darn good at it. That's the strength of his game.
Yeah, but it's like with everything with him, like Ultra BMW on the YouTube chat, who is one of the, I think, one of the biggest Cam Dews out there. Definitely not a what are you doing. He's definitely a Cam Do.
You making shirts on that yet?
I mean, I feel like we don't push that enough. You know, I feel like it's a pretty brilliant possibility. But I mean, I just need someone to like go into business with me on it. You know, he's like, those are the plays that should be special. And again, those plays are special. And of course, like, the ability to do that is like, a lot of people can't do it. But like you just said it, like, if you can't do the regular stuff over and over and over as it needs to be done, then it's like at some point that's not enough, you know? So I hate to be like, you know, pessimistic on a topic about things he does well, but that's the whole thing. Texture says biggest thing he needs to do is work on his deep ball accuracy. I would argue it's – I mean, obviously yesterday, you know, he totally misfired on yep. a touchdown. He should have been able to arm punt that one for a touchdown. But I don't know if it's – I don't know. Is it specifically deep ball accuracy? I just feel like any kinds of throws that at times are just off the mark.
Yeah. There have been – I think I would say that most of the throws he's missed on this year have been probably
more like
10
mid-range.
To 12 yards in front of him, right? Yeah. Like, it's just – it's being able to hit those throws. It's not very often in the NFL – that you get just wide open guys. So when you get them, you got to hit them. I mean, that's what it is in the NFL. When you get wide open players, you got to find a way to hit those guys. And I feel like too often this year he's missed on some of those.
Yeah. I mean, look, Matthew Stafford yesterday had, Higbee
yep.
busted coverage, and he was wide open, and he just airmailed it. I mean,
it happens.
Matthew Stafford's going to win MVP.
Yep.
But, again, then you go through the entirety of that game, and it's dime after dime after dime, then some ridiculous throws, and also just a lot – most of the layups, you know, were converted. And that's the challenge. But yeah, look, I do think that the extending plays aspect of it, you know, if you consider an offense of the future with guys who can hurt people more, right,
correct.
Then,
yeah.
you know, that's – you got a chance to be a problem for people.
615-737-1025, our phone number. Some more thoughts to get to on the Cam Ward front. Coming up next, Titans lose 37-24 yesterday to the San Francisco 49ers. Monday's made for Macero. Big screens, bold flavors, and all the football action from queso to kickoffs. This is how Macero does game night. Macero Football Mondays in 12 South. Don't miss a snap. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game.
Playing from behind most of the game, how do you evaluate how the day went offensively?
I mean, it was good besides the three and outs. Those were the biggest thing. And, you know, that's what hurt us the whole game, us not starting fast first half and second half. And then I think just the little mishaps on my end from, you know, a run play only getting 1 yard. So, you know, it's just the little things that we got to continue to clean up. But I think, you know, we're playing, you know, very good, especially up front. Those guys, they've been leading the way the whole year. I think they did an unbelievable job in pass protection today. And the run game, you know, they were the reason why we were able to run the ball efficiently.
That's Cam Ward after the game yesterday. By the way, I feel like because of what's happened the last few years, we probably need to point this out. Zero sacks for the San Francisco 49ers yesterday. Zero sacks, three quarterback hits. That's
no man door required.
How many times has that happened in the last few weeks or last few years with the Tennessee Titans? I would say not very many.
All of a sudden, they have a great offensive line. Man door in, man door out, whatever you need.
Door was off the hinges yesterday.
Yeah, but they're fine.
Not applicable. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
probably doesn't speak well to 49ers.
No,
pass rush either.
No. I mean, that's the thing. Like they are a shell of themselves of what they were not long ago. We talked about it going to the game. All the people that they don't have anymore, or hurt or gone or whatever. So yeah, I do wonder about the Niners and that defense, you know, moving forward into the NFC playoffs. But if they get in, but hey, good for the Titans.
I just feel like that's something worth celebrating. Yeah, zero sacks on the quarterback. That's good stuff. Doesn't happen very often around here.
Yeah, I mean, plenty of bad defenses without great pass rushes have still padded their stats at the Titans' expense in the past few years.
Yes.
So, progress.
Jeremy from Cookeville says, this season for the Titans has gone as well as we could have hoped. Cam looks like has the makings of an NFL quarterback. Rookie class looks like one of the best we've had in a long time. And we have some decent linemen. Jeremy taking the glass half full approach. Good to see this morning from a Titans fan.
That's a very optimistic take.
I don't know that I would agree with it's gone as well as we could have hoped.
Yeah, I would have to disagree on that one. You could have hoped. I don't think people were hoping for, woo, how about two wins and every once in a while look okay.
Yeah, like I would even extend that to Cam Ward. Like I don't think that Cam Ward has played as well this year that you could have hoped for heading in. Now, he's had some moments and he's had some games where he's been pretty good. He's had some drives late in games where he's come through and has played pretty well, so that's been good to see. On the whole, I would still say, I don't know if disappointing is the right word. I would say the numbers, the way he's played on a consistent basis, I certainly think Titans fans probably hope for more than we've seen to this point.
I think a bit underwhelming would
yes.
be how I would describe it. A bit underwhelming while providing some hope for the future.
Right.
It's not hopeless.
Right. So, you know, at this point we're 14 games in. Would you say that there has been growth? I would say from an offensive perspective as a whole, the last 2 weeks have been better, right? Now, you know, obviously they ran the ball great against Cleveland. They ran the ball well yesterday. They just couldn't do it a whole lot because of the score of the game and how often San Francisco held onto the ball in that game. So, I mean, they ran the ball for 6.8 yards per carry yesterday, which, by the way, included this stupid jet sweep that they keep calling the Chim DK out there that I think just loses 10 yards up. Every time they call it.
Just completely blown up.
So maybe eliminate that one from the playbook. But even with that in there, I mean, they still ran the ball really well yesterday. They just couldn't run it because they were losing by 3 touchdowns at one point. So I think you got to keep that in mind. I do think the offense has gotten a little bit better for whatever reason, Joe. You know, both yesterday and the week before when they were playing Miles freaking Garrett, the offensive line's had a couple pretty good weeks in a row. So take that for what you will.
Right. So what do you take forward from that? Skoronski has played well this year. I do think that, again, I didn't notice too much bad from Latham.
No.
So I feel like if there's one thing, like, who's the most important? He may be as important as anyone not named Cam Ward here down the stretch, right? Like, you got to be solid. You're sitting there like the future of this team is going to require 2 drafted tackles in the near future. It's just too much with everything else you have. So that's probably the biggest takeaway is, like, Latham maybe responding to all the bad play, to the criticism, to the both outside and inside the locker room criticism. That I think that's a big story to track. You know, like Pollard, Rush, I mean, like stuff like that, like, good for him, but that doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot for the Titans' future. But, yeah, any kind of positivity with the offensive line is a good and a much, much needed thing. Real quick, Ultra BMW does say he probably is a Cam Do, but he wouldn't have picked him, one of the picks. Okay, I thought you were, like, one of the people pushing for him all along. But, yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Seems like we've lost some of those people. Some of those people at the time are
not admitting it
now.
Right, yeah.
I'm not saying Ultra BMW is one of those people. I'm just saying in general, I've noticed that.
Right, yeah. Deleting old tweets and stuff.
Yeah, it's like, let me see how this goes a little bit longer. Let's head back to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Mark in Nashville to the program. Mark, good morning, buddy. How we doing?
Yeah, you doing? Good morning, Robert. Good morning, Joe.
What's up, Mark?
Hey, Joe, I need that Carhartt, man. It's blistering cold out here, man. I'm freezing, Joe. I need that Carhartt, man.
You got to go get him the Carhartt in the store.
Give me that Carhartt, Joe. 2X,
needs the jacket.
Man, I need it. I need that coat. I don't need no jacket. I need a coat.
That's true. It's cold today.
I don't know what a – okay, I'm sorry. I'm stupid. What's a Carhartt?
You know what a Carhartt is?
Oh,
no. A coat?
Yeah. It's a brand.
God, you can tell you're from Michigan.
What? Okay.
Good grief.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. How about a starter jacket? Joe. How about a Detroit Lions starter jacket? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, Joe. Yeah, give me one that's get the one that's white. Got the big blue lion on the
hell
back.
Hell yes, yeah, that's man. A beauty. That's
the pullover, no zip. Pullover.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Anything, Joe. I just eat anything right now, man.
It's cold, man.
But but hey, man. Look, I keep saying the Titans are going to be all right. The offensive line, like you said, Skoronski. Latham, they're starting to improve. They're playing better. Cam's playing better. The whole team overall is playing better. Hey, Robbie, Joe, could you imagine what Cam would be if he had a Kyle Shanahan leading the way for him as a coach? Do you realize what Cam could be like if he had that kind of coach to show him how to really be a quarterback?
I mean, it would help. There's no doubt.
Yeah, it would really help, man. But, hey, Cam, offseason, he does have things to work on. I'm sure he'll come back and be even a better quarterback. But, Robbie, my heart goes out to you this morning, man, with the Packers.
Thanks.
Black Sunday. It was an awful Sunday yesterday. Mahomes tears his knee. Kristen Watson. Robbie, I don't know what y'all going to do with Watson, man. He just snake bit. He cannot stay healthy to save his life, man. He played 3 or 4 games. Then he's back hurt again. But losing Michael Parsons. Y'all still got a chance, Robbie, but that's a big fall. That's a big hurt right there for y'all, man. Y'all were on your way, and I thought they probably would have beat the Broncos had Parsons not got hurt yesterday in that game. But anyway, man, I got to find a way to get warm this morning, Joe. Robbie, it's cold, man. I got I got to go down here to Atlanta, man. I'm going to get this truck on full blast heat, man.
There we go.
Trying to get warm. Hey, Joe, don't forget my coat now, man. You done promised it to me, Joe, so I'm going to look for it,
all
man.
All right, all right. I've got some time to shop today. And thanks for warming Robbie's heart, too,
yeah,
Mark.
Yeah, appreciate it.
That's We are going to.
Now it's on the screen up there. Oh, it's real good.
See on the screen, too.
Let's do it again. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Hey, man. Yeah, man. Y'all good friends of mine. And Ian is, too. I ain't going to leave Ian out, too. Appreciate it, Ian. We'll see y'all later, man.
All righty. All righty.
So, Carhartt, Carhartt.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, I don't know.
I own plenty of, I mean, no free shout outs, but I own plenty of their stuff. Keeps you warm.
Okay. Interesting. This is a Southern thing? This is like Southern jackets?
It's all over the place around here. I don't know.
Huh? Okay.
Tyler says the worst take of today. What's a Carhartt? Sheesh.
Someone's like, you need to get out. Carhartts are in every store. Okay. I will. I'm going to have to ask like Katie and Caroline, like, okay, am I an idiot for not knowing what a Carhartt is? And they'll probably say yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, we'll get into a brutal day yesterday in the National Football League on the injury front a little bit later in the show. But, yes, I'm in deep pain today.
That's tough, man.
Deep pain. 615-737-1025, our phone number. A lot more of your thoughts to get to on the Cam Ward front. We will do that. More takeaways from a 37-24 loss for the Titans to the 49ers yesterday. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 the game. Joe's getting roasted on the text line. Does Joe walk around blindfolded? He never sees anyone in Carhartt.
Thank you, Logan. Hey, you know, maybe this can lead to a Carhartt sponsorship, huh? I can be a good clothing model.
Look,
put one of those on this delicious body. Let's see how that – you'd be selling those like hotcakes.
You want to see your sales skyrocket? Have some of that, baby.
As long as I can show off
is
the
there
pecs
a Carhartt
a little bit,
magazine? I mean, they've got everything else. I assume they got a magazine or something.
Fashion
or
magazine
one.
Style.
Yeah, just get them in there and Rex Road to get the sales
it's
going.
Like a firefighter calendar.
Yeah.
Be like, you know, like those dudes like the Sears, JCPenney Sears, you know, wearing some khakis, you know.
I mean, the funniest part about this.
Pick out the Christmas presents you want.
I think the best part about this is that the chances that you actually own something that are of the Carhartt variety are pretty high. Like just going through your closet, I bet you'd find something.
Is it? It's probably too early to text Katie, right? That'd probably be.
Yeah, probably so. I don't think she'd appreciate that.
I mean, she's probably up. Should we call her?
Hey, can you go check and see if there's any Carhartt?
Have
in
you ever
closet?
Bought me Carhartt? Do you have Carhartt? All right. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not like all that knowledgeable about fashion or most things. So, you know, give me a break here.
Titans lose 37-24 to the San Francisco 49ers yesterday. They dropped 2-12 on the season. You know, it's also the, you know, we mentioned the defensive performance. It's one of those situations where you wonder, when you look at their back end, you know, Shadur threw for 360 yards or whatever it was last week. You had Brock Purdy light him up yesterday. Are we just finally seeing, you know, Denard Wilson has been able to kind of put lipstick on a pig throughout the year, and are we kind of seeing that at some point, you know, the talent that you have back there, particularly at corner right now, is just bad, and there's only so much you can do. And if you're not going to get home pretty quickly on the quarterback, and, you know, the Titans outside of Jeff Simmons are not really equipped to get home pretty quickly on the quarterback, then you're just going to be up a creek when it comes to defending the pass. They've been kind of lit up in the passing game the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you got a bad corner situation, as we know, and some of that self-inflicted. And then, Hooker almost had a pick yesterday. I feel like there's a lot of almost out there. You know, the pass rush has been better than expected, for sure. The last couple of weeks, pass protection has been better than expected. Pass rush has been certainly better this year overall than expected. I mean, Ward's kind of a revelation. You know, Key'll come in there. Key, by the way, you know, we should talk about him at some point. You know. Oh yeah, you tweeted about it, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like
it's his goat.
Every coach sucks that I play for.
You know, we don't make adjustments. What's that? Is that the third time? I think it's the third time in the last 2 years that Arden Key has brought that up. Of, you know, I remember it was the off season. It was like the OTAs or early in training camp. One of the two when Brian Callahan and his staff first got here, and he's like, you know, that last staff, we never made any corrections. And we joked about that forever of, well, I guess Vrabel and Shane Bowen were just walking around saying, yep, we're not watching any film. We're not making any corrections. And then by the end of last year, it somehow circled back with Arden Key to, yeah, we're not making any adjustments or corrections out there. And we're back on the adjustments after yesterday.
Yeah.
Seems to be Arden's go-to.
We should probably play that for anybody who hasn't heard that. We don't adjust.
We don't adjust at all.
So it's like, I think Kaharski or whoever was like, or TD, you know, like, okay, what does that mean? Yeah. I mean, yeah, X's and O's. Yeah. Like the coaches. All right. Just keep running the same thing over and over. Yeah, that's interesting. But, I think Denard Wilson's done pretty well with everything he has. But any decent offense, I mean, what's the best performance they've had this year against a good offense? Because I would definitely call the Niners with Purdy back now. That's a good offense. I mean, look, Cleveland does not have a good offense, and Cleveland lit them up. And then the mighty, mighty future Super Bowl champion Bears dominated the Browns yesterday. Something happened. By the way, like Shedeur Sanders, like play sheet was wrong
I need to look more into this. I've seen more of the wrist. Apparently, they like went to get him a new wristband.
And like, they had the wrong one.
I guess
or something.
So. So I have no idea.
See, he would have thrown for 350 and three touchdowns. He did throw a dime for a touchdown that somehow turned into a pick. That was great.
Yeah.
So the Browns lighting up your defense is probably not a good sign.
The answer is none, pretty much, to your question, Joe.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, the best one would be probably Denver, right? And Denver's offense is very hit or miss. I mean, yesterday Denver's offense looked like the greatest thing in the NFL.
I will say Bo Nix did look good yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
I was like, okay, this does not look like the dude I was watching earlier this year.
I mean, maybe the other one would be, you know, I thought there was a chance that the defense might get absolutely waxed against Justin Herbert and the Chargers. But the Chargers have been so banged up all year, particularly, and that was the game, too, where Joe Alt got hurt again against the Titans.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've been so banged up that, I mean, the Chargers, to their credit, keep pulling out wins, and big win for them yesterday, but I think they're limited offensively, number one, because their offensive line is all banged up, and then more recently, Herbert has been banged up.
The Chargers are the Oklahoma of the NFL. Like, they're going to be in the playoffs, but I really don't want to watch them because they're really boring.
Yeah, kind of. Kind of adds up that way. It's your boy coaching, though. You never know what he's going to say.
Harbaugh?
Yeah.
Well, he's still processing smoldering wreck that he left behind in Ann Arbor.
I saw that.
Still processing.
Still processing what I saw there. Chigakonkwo, 4 catches, 33 yards. Yesterday had a big first down in the game. Io Manor had 1 catch early in the game for 17 yards. That was it for him on the one target. Tim DK, 4 catches, 17 yards on 5 targets yesterday. And we mentioned the stupid jet sweep that they keep trying to him, or reverse flip, or different variations of that play that have him running sideways that seem to always end up for a 5 or 6 yard loss.
Like, there's always someone who they must be tipping it, because I feel like every single time they run that play, there's someone who gets immediate penetration to cut him off and drop it for a big loss. Between that and the screen game, I mean, how many wasted offensive plays?
I know.
But again, and we're talking about a team that scored 55 points. Like Keith said, they score more than 10 points a game. I mean, 55 points last 2 weeks. This is what we asked for. If you're going to lose, at least make some plays offensively, score some points. They are doing that.
They are. And, again, to your point, there were more points to be had yesterday by the Titans. That's the main thing, is they scored 24. And, look, I know later in the game you get in, they scored 14 in the fourth quarter. I do wonder how much of that is San Francisco sitting back a little bit but they scored 24 points, and they had a couple other plays they could have made that maybe you get into the 30s back-to-back week. Can you imagine what we do around here?
My goodness. Yeah. I mean, when's the last time that happened? I mean, that probably happened in 2020, right? I mean, I bet you that didn't even – I'll look. I will try to confirm this, but I bet you right now – that the number one seed team didn't do that. I could be.
I don't know. I don't know, but it's going to be close. It doesn't happen very often. I do know that. I mean, they don't get into the 30s once very often. Yeah, I'm looking at it did not happen in 2022, that I can tell you.
Yeah, well, certainly since then it's been it's been rough. But, yes, there's some of the Niners sitting back, and yes, you know, you play Cleveland, and it almost feels like the Browns anymore are just, like, out there to try to get Myles Garrett a sack record and everything. And maybe, Shadur, you know, get him some snaps and basically pack it in other than that. So December can be deceiving a little bit, depending on who you're playing and what their incentive is. But still, I think we can say that there's some progress.
The last time the Titans scored 30 points in a game back-to-back in 2021, they beat Buffalo on Monday Night Football 34-31.
Great game.
And the week before that, they beat Jacksonville 37-19.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
Weeks 5 and 6 of the 2021 season.
Was that 21? Was that Urban? Was that the Urban game? Was that the game where I had to, like, my assignment was just to follow Urban Meyer around the entire time in Jacksonville? I think it was.
I think it was.
Yeah. So there you go. But, yeah, so... And then the rest of that year they had the 30 at Indy, which was the game that Derrick Henry got hurt in, and I guess they did it one other time too against Miami at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So
that was the Tannehill one arm push up game. Yeah.
Wow, so many sweet memories.
It's like Tannehill, he's gonna get out there and just light him up this week, baby. Screw you, Dolphins.
You throw it so hard. Oh, he's throwing the ball so hard at them.
I think he threw for like 100 yards in that game. Yeah, 120. Yeah. 120 yards in that
Derek
game.
Derrick Henry probably ran for about – oh, no, that's right. He was hurt. Who was the guy? Oh, my gosh. Who had the –
Deontay Foreman?
Game? Yes, thank you. He probably ran for 250 in that game.
Probably did. 615-737.
Let's talk about old Titans teams that used to be good at football.
615-737-1025. More on the Titans loss to San Francisco coming up next. Plus – Phillip Rivers darn near pulls off what I thought maybe would be impossible heading into the game. We'll get into that. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game.